numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in this morning, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlon.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, man? You good? I haven't heard much from you today.
Yeah. You all right? I've had a lot of guests. I drew in nature.
Yeah, drew in nature. It's true.
I love drew in nature. Nature.
Matt Cox, not in nature. Jason Weingarten will be in nature, and I do mean nature, a little later on the show. From under a cloud of smoke, we'll get his thoughts on all things Super Bowl 58 and beyond, whatever he's betting. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Just always, let me just read a couple here. Big, big anticipation for the Megapod tomorrow, the Vegas Lifestyle one, which I want to say is our 12th or 13th annual. I'll have to check. Eric Berg, 7-star Steve, better be in a cutoff on the Megapod. Going to be an awesome episode tomorrow. Talk about it sleeveless. Trip Tepper, put down your school books. Nod to Vegas runner, Ace. He said this week, and tune in for the Megapod Lifestyle Edition. Maybe some tips on dodging the landmines for Super Bowl week for unsuspecting visitors. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit for sure. Highly anticipated. We look forward to that as well. So then there are the novelty props of Super Bowls. Super Bowl 58, no different. You got your Post Malone singing America the Beautiful. I don't know if I've seen those up yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on that.
We've been on America.
You've seen a time on Reba?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a time. Okay. Oh. What do you mean? I spent like a good hour on Reba last
night.
How
much does it move? Better question then, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. We'll get into it momentarily. But, you know, we have, on this show and on the podcast, we have been unabashed about betting on these things through the years. There was a stretch where we could not miss a halftime bet on the Super Bowl, whether it was Katy Perry, whether it was Bruno Mars. That's how far back we go. We had Bruno Mars with the Pompadour at like $2 plus, Katy Perry's first song, on and on with these. 1 year we bet on America the Beautiful. I don't even remember this. This was on a numbers game just a few years ago. Leslie, what's my man's name? Odom Jr.?
No idea.
From Hamilton. Is it Leslie Odom Jr.? He has the voice of an angel. Anyway, he sang America.
A confirmation in my ear.
Yeah, Leslie Odom Jr. He sang America the Beautiful, and I suggested the over because I'm like, this guy's going to let it breathe. And I tagged him in my tweet, and he sent me back a fist.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that one.
He was all about it.
I forgot about
it. I haven't seen any Post Malone America the Beautiful times. We haven't gotten to that yet. And I will say about Usher, I'm having difficulty with Usher's first song here. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a few candidates here for Usher that are really in play. They're all kind of they're not the shortest shot. The shortest shot for Usher fans out there is Loving the Club. And I don't think that's going to be it. But it between DJ Got Us Falling in Love. You know that one, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly doesn't know that one.
DJ's got us falling in love with me. Whatever, something like that.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
I know the song.
DJ got us falling in love. That, OMG, and Yeah. You know Yeah, right?
I don't know.
You know that one.
Yeah, so I know all of these.
It's one of those three is going to be the first, and one of those three is going to be the last. But between DJ got us falling in love, OMG, and Yeah, I can't figure it out yet. And I can't trick my Apple Music people into telling me. That's the other part. Hey, you don't think his first song will...
I mean, that one's going to be tough. Like, that's going to be tough to figure out.
The problem was the way that I did this in the past was you'd go to their set lists.
Right.
The artist's set list, and you figure, oh, what's the one that... Like Katy Perry.
Yeah, that was last year, right?
No, Katy Perry was several years ago. But she was like Roar. Every time she started a concert was with her song Roar. And, of course, she did it in the Super Bowl because she's not... And I said this in part of the handicap. I was like, she's not one to really ad-lib on that kind of thing. And she didn't. She went with Roar. Usher starts most of his set list, most of his concerts, with My Way. That does not feel like a Super Bowl halftime show starting song. So, it's between, I'm pretty sure it's between DJ Got Us Falling in Love, OMG, and Yeah, but I can't decide. So, I can't recommend a bet. But on Reba, singing the national anthem, this is pretty interesting. So, I was mentioning earlier that Adam Burke did a phenomenal job of the Reba McEntire deep dive. Reba McEntire, by the way, doing the national anthem. So some of these artists that we've had doing the national anthem, you like scour YouTube, you can't find any or at most like one random performance of them doing a national anthem. Not Reba McEntire, Kelly. She has probably performed the national anthem 5 bajillion times. And so some of these are preserved on YouTube. I thought I did a deep dive, but then I saw Adam Burke. Adam Burke had add-ons. So just this is a brief history, if you will. Oh, yeah, we're doing it. A brief history of Reba McEntire national anthems. There's one in 1974 when she was just a young lady. Reba was at the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma City, and she did the national anthem in 1 minute and 12 seconds. This is when she was like a relative unknown, pretty much an unknown.
It's a while ago.
1-12, 1974. That's almost a half a century ago. That is 49 years ago. No, it's about to be 50 now. I don't know if it's 50 exactly, but it's literally 50 years ago. She did it in 1-12. Now, Adam found, I don't know how he found this, but there's one in 1978 that Adam Burke found that he pieced together and said approximately 1-20.
Okay.
1984, this one's on YouTube as well. Round one, again, of the 1984 National Finals Rodeo. She did it in 1:17, 1 minute and 17 seconds for Reba McEntire.
I was wondering why the 1:20 didn't have a little bit more of a description.
Because I have no idea what it is. Adam Burke's like, here it is, 1:20.
Adam did great work, got it.
So, okay, now here's another one that Adam found. 1985, before World Series Game 1, for those of a certain age who remember the 1985 World Series, it was the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals, whatever that highway is between them, they called it that series, right? Kansas City ends up winning it in 7 games. But before Game 1, which St. Louis won, Reba sang the national anthem. Do you know how quickly she sang the national anthem, courtesy of Adam Burke on this one? 1 minute and 5 seconds. It's like Reba was double parked outside the stadium, and she's like, I gotta go. I got a thing. 12 years later, 1997, Reba shows up before World Series Game 3 between the Marlins and, at that time, the Cleveland Indians. A series that the Marlins famously won. LeVon Hernandez getting a very favorable strike zone. But before Game 3, Reba sang the national anthem. She did it in 1:22, her longest to that point. One more nod to Adam Burke on this one. 2010 at the National Finals Rodeo opening night, Reba sang it in her longest amount of time at 1:25. And then the most recent one, Celebrity Hope Softball Game. This is outdoor daytime. Reba sang it in 1:18. So anywhere from between 1:05 to 1:25. Do you know what the over-under is on some of these faraway shops?
I just pulled one up.
1 minute and 28 seconds on one of these.
Yeah, I'm seeing 1:26 and a half in front of me. But still, even at that number, everything you're seeing on your screen is shorter than that.
Yeah, so for Reba to go over the current numbers, she'd have to milk it in a way that she has not milked it before. I believe is the technical musical term.
Sure, yeah, totally. Now I guess the first counterpoint, if you will, I guess.
Oh, it's not a counterpoint. I'm saying it's possible she does it because it's Super Bowl. Big stage.
It's the Super Bowl. Right, that's all I was going to say. It's the Super Bowl. I mean, now she's done multiple World Series games too, but yeah, Super Bowl.
I had no idea that Reba McEntire had like a cottage industry of national anthems.
I feel like it makes a lot of sense, but yeah. I didn't know that either. I feel like it makes a lot of sense. Do you remember what some of the past times were? Because I also wonder if there is like the event production, you know what I mean, slots it for a certain amount of time.
It's funny you ask me because I had this yesterday.
This is totally just me thinking here too aloud, but if it's like close to a minute and a half that they have it slotted for, like they might even tell her like, hey, I know you've come in at a minute 10 before. You know, stretch it a little longer for us.
Right, but remember, they usually do that with the instrumentation, too. Because this is from first lyric to end of last lyric.
Yeah, that's an important part.
The big musical intro does not factor in here. Chris Stapleton did it in 2 minutes and 1 second last year.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 1 second. He hit the Brave at about 1:54 and carried it approximately 7 seconds. Chris Stapleton. My God. Double parked is an understatement for that.
See, but was he playing, though, too? Like, was
Chris Stapleton was double parked and had a plane to catch. Both. Good God, get out of there. Well, yeah, 201 for him.
But, like, was he playing guitar while he was doing that, right? Like,
Yeah, he was playing the guitar, but remember,
I feel like that would add in then.
But remember, the total for him last year was 2 minutes. So he actually went over by a second. This one they have jacked up all the way to 226 and a half or 228, which is interesting. So, because Reba's never done it that long. So what does that tell me? That tells me that
126 and a half.
Oh, what did I say? Two. Yeah, that would be a long
one. Definitely hit the under if you see that one.
I want to say, like, Alicia Keys was the longest. I could be wrong.
I feel like
that
makes sense.
Yeah.
She should be.
So, historically, it's an under, but do you trust that she won't milk it?
I mean, it's always a fun bet.
There's all your information.
Yeah, I'd throw a few bucks on the under. It's always a fun one. Get the game going. And you always do get the sweat of how long do they hang on the Brave.
Well, when I was doing the Alicia Keys one, I remember distinctly saying, look, Alicia Keys is just like with Leslie Odom Jr. She's going to let it marinate. She's going to let it breathe.
Yes.
You're going to get trills and whatever the musical terms are for whatever, right? Reba does not strike me that way, right? Reba is solid fundamentals national anthem. She's like, give me a Star Spangled Banner and I'll do it.
Well, plus, you know, like it's... You know, she did her first one 50 years ago. Like, is there...
She's been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. Like, is she even able to go, you know, to let it hang like that anymore? I don't know.
How dare you with the Reba slander? I have no idea. Slander or not. So the under, historically, would be the play. But factor in some milkage, I believe is what we're trying to say, perhaps. That would also be part of the handicap. There it is. There's your national anthem deep dive. Big assist to Adam Burke. We applaud Adam Burke. All of this, by the way, from Adam at vsin.com. Yet another handicapping angle on the website. We'll come back. Some Super Bowl 58 talk and Jason Weingarten as well. Some NBA talk as well. Next. Steaks, you'll fall in love at first bite with their tender steaks, juicy burgers, air-chilled chicken, and more. You're going to love every bite. It's Omaha Steaks Guarantee. And for a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com/vsin, you'll get 4 free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 free rich, juicy, boneless pork chops with your order. Minimum purchase may apply. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Barcanada, the barrage here at the D. Here's why I got confused, Kelly. I messed up on that. Because remember, I was talking about Chris Stapleton. You asked about Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton wasn't quick at all last year. He did it in 2 minutes and 1 second. His over-under was 2 minutes. And then we went back to Reba, and remember you were saying, you're like, wait, not 2 minutes, 1 minute. You're talking. So Chris Stapleton was actually an average length national anthem. What we're dealing here with Reba is an extremely short, quick version, as we were talking about, in a national anthem. So just some national anthem history, and this is courtesy of the lines. The longest was not Alicia Keys. The longest was Renee Fleming. Renee Fleming, everybody. She did it in 2 minutes and 23 seconds back in 2014, and by the way, went under. Renee Fleming, a quick Google search tells me, is an American theater performer. I
just Googled her to see if the face would help me out. It didn't at all.
Nothing rings a bell. Second was Lady Gaga, who went in 2:22. That was over. And Alicia Keys, I believe, was the third longest at 2:15 when she did it. And Alicia Keys was an over as well. By the way, Kelly Clarkson was a push back in 2012 at 1:34.
I, like, vaguely remember that, too. Like, there being some controversy or something, right? There's been controversy on a couple of these.
Just as many. It just seems like the random. There's no trend in terms of over-unders for those who are looking for a trend on this. But here's the point of this now. So Reba is off the charts quick. This is like, little baseball analogy, this is like when Tim Lincecum would take on Roy Oswalt in the playoffs in the early 2010s, and they couldn't make the total low enough.
Right.
Right? They couldn't adjust the total below a 6 back then. That was like pushing it. They couldn't go below that in terms of a line, even though they knew the actual number they should make is probably below that. This 128 we're seeing on Reba feels like the bookmaker equivalent of that. They can't go any lower. They just refuse to. It can't be this quick, right? But that's how Reba sings them.
So what was the one that just stuck out to me? So Mickey Guyton, that's another one I brought up. I don't know.
Who doesn't forget that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. So what, posted time over under was 135, ended up going 152. So like that would be kind of the comp of what, okay, who else has been short, but old Mickey Guyton ended up going way over then.
Mickey Guyton, a country singer, who I am unaware of.
Yeah, that's why it makes sense. I don't know. And then Kelly Clarkson, we talked about it, posted time 134, but that was a push.
So, Kelly Clarkson.
So, like you're talking about, like this is, we'd be talking about a record short amount of time. I don't know. Now I've changed my mind into thinking the only bet is the over because we've never seen one go this short.
It's amazing. The most famous of them all, Whitney Houston, the late great Whitney Houston, before the Super Bowl, sang it in 156. No lines recorded for those. Anyway, there's your deep dive into the national anthem.
That was good stuff.
It's good. I think we can go home now.
Unfortunately, I felt like we had a really strong direction going into it, and then looking at some of these past ones.
Well, we did, but then the Chris Stapleton thing threw me off because you were like, "What? You don't mean 2 minutes? You mean 1 minute?" I'm like, "Wait, Chris Stapleton was an average length. He wasn't quick."
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're talking about Reba, and like you brought up last segment. Yeah. I mean, we've got a ton of these that are tracked that she's done. But this would be, I mean, for a Super Bowl, incredibly, incredibly quick.
This is like the Usain Bolt of national anthems.
Right, yeah.
They didn't think before Usain Bolt that you could run at 6'5" tall that fast. No one thinks you can sing the national anthem this fast.
Now, do you think there's anything, like, if you're Reba?
You had Reba McEntire being compared to Usain Bolt on the show today. You have cashed.
You're like, okay, if you're Reba, do you think she knows any of this? And is there any part to, I would love to be known as the record holder for the national anthem?
I don't think there's a person in Reba's sphere
who
has the onions to walk up to Reba and talk to her about any of this stuff. Because these musical artists have nothing but a constellation of yes people.
Well, yeah, but think about the yes man situation here. It's, hey Reba, like this is facts. This is how quickly you usually sing it.
I don't want to hear about any of that.
This is how long some of these stars that do the national anthem of the Super Bowl
Reba
drag it out to.
She doesn't care.
Reba, get you some more camera time, dragging it out a bit longer.
No, she does not care. She does not care about stuff like that. She's 68 years old. You think she cares? She was 18 when she sang that first one we documented.
Bend the over.
We'll never have another. You're bending the over?
I'm bending the over.
We'll never have another artist
with
this much volume.
Going against the Reba trends. The Reba trends.
Well, it's only a few seconds more.
Yeah,
so you could be right.
It's only a few, yeah.
But again, it's like it's the lowest they can set the total. This is Lincecum versus Oswald.
I'm thinking as a TV producer now, too, because they probably slot out like 2 minutes for this. You can't have Reba go 115.
Maybe we should milk 4 segments out of this.
I gotta fill in the last, half a minute.
Oh, man.
That's quality commercial time they could sell.
Hey, can we talk about something we casually glossed over when we were talking with Drew? Because I said to him, I go, hey, Kelly and I were talking about MVP in the NBA earlier, if there's any other awards market. And he threw in, he's like, well, I think the Victor Wembanyama ship has sailed.
Yeah. That was a little eyebrow raising to me.
Well, no, but I do want to point out to those, because when last we touched on it, Chet Holmgren was clearly, right to people, clearly the rookie of the year. What was he, minus 170 at that time?
Yeah, we've basically flipped.
Oh, and Victor's north of $2 in some spots.
In some spots,
right?
Yeah.
So he's like -230. Would you bet him at -230?
No. If anything, I'd still look to bet Chet.
Chet's +175.
Yeah, I bet him plus two
horse race though.
I
right?
bet him at 2-1 over the weekend. In full transparency.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, I bet Chet. And this is, I could easily lose it. I think getting a rookie at 2-1 that is going to be playing on a playoff team that might end up being on the number one seed in the West somehow, I couldn't pass up 2-1. I wish I would have gotten a piece of Wemby earlier. We talked a lot about this on Hardwood Handicappers. Zach and I did actually yesterday. Talked a lot about this, and then last week as well. And like, would love to be stacking up some plus money tickets on both guys because
sure.
I wouldn't be shocked at all if it swings again. But we might be hitting a point where Wemby runs away with it, like Drew hinted at. What you've had happen in the past week is Greg Popovich go on record that Victor Wembanyama's minutes are going to be increased. So that, along with the production that he's continued to put out there, is why these odds have really swung. And yeah, he's putting up great numbers. They're better than Chet, but Chet's numbers are ridiculous too.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Like, I mean, this is one of the best rookie of the year races like we've seen in a very long time. So I'm wondering, just at the end of the day, Gil, how much for the voters out there, how much do you factor in? Okay, the rookie of the year is often like this, where we get a guy on a bad team who's able to put up some big numbers. And do we just care about the numbers? Is that all we care about? Or do we care about a little bit that Chet Holmgren is the second or worst, at worst, third best player on a team that is a playoff caliber team, even high end Western Conference team?
Is it as simple as this? We got to give Wemby something. Right? He's got to win something.
I mean, and like these, yeah, like maybe, and I hate that, but yeah.
I hate that too, because the other one is Defensive Player of the Year, which he's nowhere close.
Yeah.
Even though he leads the league in blocks per game, right?
Yeah.
Is it like done deal, fait accompli, like that this is Gobert's? Because I feel like Wembanyama doesn't get enough respect in that category.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, Gobert is just, I mean, every year that guy belongs up there. I understand why he is. I wish, though, Gil, that yes, we could spread these awards out between Wembanyama and Chet.
Yeah.
To your point. Like,
the cookie just don't crumble that way.
It doesn't crumble.
Yeah.
But he's leading in blocks, as you said. He is leading the NBA in blocks.
He's leading the NBA in blocks, which I'm told is a pretty important defensive stat.
I don't know if you saw the one the other day of the was going up for a layup. I forget who it was, and he just snatched
it. Snatched
both hands.
Literally.
Just grabbed it. No.
Which in our mind's eye we imagined would happen before
right,
he
exactly.
entered the league.
Yeah, yeah. But it's literally like watching a high schooler play elementary school kids, you know what I mean?
But there's like a few players before you get to Victor Wembanyama and Defensive Player of the Year, right? It's more than Gobert.
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't checked that market here in a while. Let me pull it up right now.
I did this morning. I will tell you right now that it is.
Because Gobert has been a big favorite of that market now for a while.
It's Gobert followed by OG Anunoby at plus 750, then Holmgren at 12-1. And then before you get to Wembanyama, AD and Bam Adebayo are both shorter than Wembanyama, who's 40-1.
Yeah.
Where's Reba McEntire in this market? Is she available? We can talk about her more. We'll come back. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke at Spreadopedia. Heard he's already been tweeting out stuff this morning. Find out what he's betting. Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs and the Niners. Cannot wait. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. VSiN experts to work for you and start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up on a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Get your first year for only $199. Just use promo code ANG. Get access to everything on our brand new VSiN.com website. I'll read through it. Daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems, premium analysis, 24/7 video access. Plus our upcoming Super Bowl betting guide with best bets and favorite prop bets. Remember to use promo code ANG, though.
That's ANG, folks, as in a numbers game. This fine program you're currently listening to with the Gil Alexander.
Get your first year VSiN Pro access for only $199. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That was me and Kelly playing a game of chicken right there. I just kept my mouth shut. I'm like, when is he going to end?
You did a good job. You beat me. I had to stop because I knew you were just going to let me go.
When I say we get tweets, boy, oh boy, people love some Reba and some talk about novelty props. This is from, we get tweets. Brian M. Drew looked like he was under a cloud of smoke himself this morning. Robert Moss, Ursher starts with yeah, book it. That was one of my three. Money making M. Oh, this is a good tweet, Kelly. He said, Ursher stated in a recent Vogue interview that the show would be more traditional R&B. Ho-ho! So I don't think either of the EDM songs would open the show, so my obvious choice is yeah, since it's his biggest single. Max unit bet. So that makes me gravitate towards yeah also, because the other ones are EDM. It went his EDM phase, right?
Okay.
Yeah, strict R&B. The only other thing I would throw in there, again, his set lists usually start with My Way, which is super R&B, but I don't think he's going to start a Super Bowl show with My Way. So I think yeah is the choice. I really do.
Okay.
Brian Grierson, your Reba impersonation is spot on. I thought Kelly dropped a Reba voice drop. Johnny Ringo, a whole segment on the national anthem. Fancy, don't let me down. Let's go. Ryan Hyatt, the Reba McEntire National Anthem Time Deep Dive by Gil and Kelly this morning on VSiN was pretty much why I got out of bed today. Only question now is her strength of schedule, top 75, and does she have Sweet 16 experience? Melding of segments. Michael Harrison, thanks to you, it's also impossible to listen to regular sports talk radio. I heard take the point so often yesterday that you'd think Detroit could have just walked up to the refs and said, here's the ball, we're going to surrender this drive and take the 3 points. Thanks. Yeah, don't get me started. D-Money 2171. My wife went to a Reba show last year at Foxwoods, and she was on stage for exactly 1 hour. Not surprised she knocks these gigs out. She's 68. She should be on for 1 hour. I remember when Prince was getting in his later years, he was 90 minutes gone. I'd be like, is that Prince who I used to watch at like 3 a.m. at the Fillmore in San Francisco go on for 5 hours and go to work in the morning at 8 a.m.? No, it's old Prince.
Yeah.
This one is from James. Oh, this is a great one from James Lloyd. Found a plane flyover at 4.5. Took the over, got limited to $5. Thunderbird formation, always 5 to 6 planes.
Saw that one as well.
That's a great one.
Do we know it's always the Thunderbirds, though? Don't they mix that up?
Listen, Kelly, don't question the flyover. Wait, you get like handicap.
I know. Sometimes you get like the solo B-2 bomber, you know?
I always want to bring up other planes. I'm just saying, it's Thunderbirds.
We never talk about planes. I would love to talk way more about the plane number.
Kelly, always with the plane stuff. Jason Weingarten joins us from under a cloud of smoke. He's at Spreadopedia on Twitter. How you doing, Jason?
Kelly, ask and you shall receive. You want to talk about airplanes? We are going to talk about airplanes. I don't know if you know this or not. I am not only the winningest guest in VSiN history, I am the official flyover handicapper of VSiN. If needed, I will call the Pentagon. Or actually, my girlfriend will call her contacts at the Pentagon, and we will find out the exact number this flyover.
Remember he did this last year?
A B-2, because the B-2 comes from Whiteman Air Force Base in Kansas, and they got the Rose Bowl, so they're not doing Super Bowl too.
There we go. And this is the guy. I did just get Matt Hicks in my ear letting me know that the Thunderbirds are local, so that would make a lot of sense.
He picks up the phone, this guy, Jason Weingarten, he or his girlfriend, and they call the Pentagon. This happened last
year. Pentagon?
Yeah, Pentagon. May I speak with the Secretary of Defense, and he gets on the phone with Jason. It's not a joke.
Mind you, not only this, but this is not my only contact. I have multiple contacts. I can call people up anywhere in the government, get stuff done.
You can call the Oval Office right now, Jason? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I think we're on bad terms with that office personally.
Okay.
But
live on air.
I get into a lot of stuff. I call a lot of people pretty quick.
The crew wants to know if you'd call the Postmaster General.
Absolutely. I got a letter from the Postmaster General a couple weeks ago.
That's a great question.
I literally got a letter from the Postmaster General a couple weeks ago.
Did it start by saying, "Dear Jason, wow, you show up here a lot."
It was strongly worded, though. It was strongly worded. I will tell you that.
Strongly worded, positively.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it was moderately unsettling. You know, the post office, one of the branches of the government.
Hold on.
Their postal inspectors are serious people. You don't want to screw with the post office.
Wait a minute. You got a moderate. Wait, we have to talk about this. You got a moderately unsettling letter from the Postmaster General?
Yeah, because Mrs. Kong messed up one of my packages at the post office.
I thought you loved Mrs. Kong. We talked about
this. I do, but she messed up. It was a really unfortunate situation.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
I accidentally sent something media mail that I shouldn't, and they sent me a strongly worded letter about not abusing my media mail privileges. I'm not joking. It was literally from the Postmaster General.
Bro, what did you send? You're not allowed to say.
I don't even know what it was. It was something, not media, apparently, but it went media mail, and that's a big no-no, and they were mad at me.
What is media mail? What does that mean?
If you're sending somebody like
a DVD?
CDs or DVDs or something.
Oh,
okay. I don't know.
Oh, Jason Weingarten, everybody. Breaking news.
Strongly worded letter from the Postmaster General.
Running afoul of the authorities.
Did it start with thanks for your continued loyalty, at least?
I thought it started by going, wow, you're amazing. But no, apparently not. Jason, a couple things. One, please do get to the bottom of the plane thing because we'd like to win some bets on the flyover. And two, those are new glasses, aren't they?
These are new glasses. I got them yesterday.
What precipitated this?
I needed a nice pair of glasses at my brother's weddings this weekend, and many VSiN viewers have commented that my glasses are a little foggy and the lenses are kind of crappy. And it's true. They're like 5-year-old glasses.
Our listeners have tweeted at him and said, your glasses are foggy. Get new glasses. And he obliged.
Look at Sharp.
So I love it.
I got two new pairs of glasses, but I just wanted to go with the colorful ones today.
Is that a turtle rim? Like, what do we call that? That's very colorful.
I don't even know. Okay. I literally looked at these and I was like, these are hideous. All right. I must have them.
Jason, Super Bowl 58. As long as you're not behind bars and can still bet this, what are you betting?
Man, you know, I've said it twice before. I think I'm going to have to go a third time here. But if you're going to give me Patrick Mahomes as a dog, I'm going to have to take Patrick Mahomes as a dog. I'm going to have to dive a little deeper into some of the MVP stuff because I started sending you some of the stuff yesterday. I saw Scott Kazmaier pulled a couple of notes on Twitter. But quarterbacks haven't won 3 Super Bowl MVPs in a row. A tight end's never won. Just some interesting stuff. Is this the year I'm finally going to find a defensive player? I really don't have one that stands out yet, but I'm trying to kind of approach this game from some different angles and see what sort of value I can uncover and unlock. But I'm not kind of jumping in on the obvious things, the Kelce MVP, the Mahomes MVP. I will take a little bit of the Chiefs here if I can still find some twos this week, but we got a lot of time, so nothing I got to rush in on and start betting today, fortunately.
What was that wacky thing you texted me yesterday that you're thinking about betting?
Which wacky thing? You got to be more specific.
Yeah, I really do. It's very true.
What did I say? Did I
something that you were considering betting?
Oh, Trent Williams, yes. Anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
The most amazing stat in the Super Bowl. No Alabama player has ever scored points in the Super Bowl.
How about that stat?
Wow.
No Alabama player. No Alabama player has ever scored a Super Bowl. So, of course, in Jason Weingarten's mind, he immediately goes to Trent Williams to score a touchdown.
Well, you could fall on the ball, right? I mean, you fumble into the end zone, he falls on the ball. Like, what odds can I get on that? You know, 200-1, 300-1, like something like that. It could happen.
He could be ineligible. We've seen that. We've seen it before this year.
Play. That's what. What if the 49ers blow him out? It's like 42-10 in the fourth quarter. You're telling me you're not getting your Hall of Fame tackle, the fridge play touchdown?
Yeah,
like,
but the problem is that Trent Williams.
A big enough number.
There's only one problem with his calculus. Trent Williams didn't go to Alabama. He went to Oklahoma. So why did we land on Trent Williams?
Stupid?
I wouldn't put it that way, Jason. But I just feel like it's a poor handicap.
I had him as an Alabama offensive tackle. Have I been wrong? And it's one of those things in my head. I've just been. All week, I'm like, Alabama. He went to Alabama.
No, he went to Oklahoma.
Well, there's got to be somebody else from Bama.
You can find somebody else,
yeah,
though,
come
Jason.
On.
That's right.
That's embarrassing, especially because I used to be able to name every player's college.
Hey, listen,
That's shameful.
Oklahoma versus.
I apologize to you, the listeners, for my that wrong.
You can still call the Pentagon, so we're all still impressed. Still better than
that. Pentagon will still take my calls, even if I get Trent Williams' school wrong.
Okay. That's why I couldn't understand. Like, what is he talking about with Trent Williams? All right.
Sorry about that. I very rarely get things wrong, but it has been known to happen.
All right. Later in the week, I want some airplane intel and some more prop bets. Okay?
Absolutely. Can't wait. I will have plenty of prop bets. We will talk about all sorts of stuff. Super Bowl is going to be an amazing game. If you get a chance to go, it's going to be the best day of your life.
I'm sorry about the Tropicana closing. I know that hit you hard as well.
Yeah, RIP. Those women are going to have to find new places to work. Story for another day.
Jason Weingarten, everybody, at Spreadopedia. Right here on the Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Kelly and I coming back with more Super Bowl 58. Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN daily newsletter. In today's newsletter,
check it out. Which Super Bowl props cash most often? We got a list going over.
Get expert analysis, latest odds delivered straight to your inbox. Absolutely free. Don't cost you nothing. Visit vsin.com/newsletter to subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. By the way, epic tweets today. Was that a Hall of Fame appearance from Jason Weingarten? I mean, he's got a lot of Hall of Fame.
That was quality.
Vegas Vice. Forget Reba. Chiefs won last year with a purple Gatorade shower afterwards. For superstition purposes, Chiefs have to go with purple again. So you're getting +200 on the Chiefs to win the game and a free roll if the Niners win because we don't know their color. Hey, he wants to bet the Gatorade by proxy. Likes,
yeah.
If you like the Chiefs handicap.
Be careful with that.
Kelly, can we expect a Gatorade deep dive later in the week?
Oh, we'll go Gatorade. Yeah, yeah. I don't know about deep dive, but rant. I'll give you a rant.
The Reba bar has been set, my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can give you the deep dive. That's fine. But then I'm going to give you my opinion. And my opinion is there's one color that makes way more sense than all the others.
I like how you say opinion with a P popping.
Opinion.
Yeah. B. Morianen. This is a great tweet. He said, Reba seems like the type who would nod along with the producer telling her to drag out the anthem a little bit, and then she'd still come in at 110. That's so great. That's exactly right. She's like, whatever you say. Chris Heath, I'm seeing 1 minute, 26 and a half seconds, under minus 110, over minus 150. The over heavily juiced, because they can't set it low enough, man. So they're thinking, like, over. It can't possibly be this low even, so that's why the over's juiced. She may very well go over minus one. I mean, over a minute, 26 and a half. It's so low, right? It's like a baseball game. If it's lined five, right? Well, if it's 2-2 tie, you can't lose.
So this is
Oswald Lincecum. Rob, Niner Rob. As a postman, I can say not to take anything the postmaster says seriously. Rob, we better hide your identity, buddy.
So many postal workers that listen to this show. It's amazing.
It's amazing. If we go by the post office employees that listen to this show, we have a billion listeners.
Yeah, if you just extrapolate to that number, yeah.
Trip Tepper, Jason is the VEASAN version of Cosmo Kramer. Remember the Seinfeld episode when Kramer tried to get the post office to stop sending him mail? Wilford Brimley had a sensational cameo on Seinfeld in that one as the stern postmaster general. Do you or your wife have diabetes? Did he say that? No. Scott C. Jason got the same treatment as Kramer treatment from the Postmaster General. Oh, big Seinfeld things. Grant, betting X factors. I saw that Alabama Super Bowl tweet this morning. I think it's no Alabama player who finished their college career at Alabama has ever scored a Super Bowl. Crazy. That is crazy. Of course, it doesn't apply to Trent Williams, but that's a whole other story.
That one helps to make it a little bit more sense with, you know, everybody in college football just transferring all over the place now.
J&J Watering Hole. That's it. I'm going hard on every Oklahoma-Bama prop I can find. Bo Butters. Jalen Hurts from Alabama scored 3 touchdowns last year in the Super Bowl. Who finished his career? We just got the caveat.
Right. Well, yeah.
Who finished his career?
So right. Yeah. Right away. Right there.
That's right. Hoops by Hoots. Can we have Jason call up the Pentagon and get approval for Reba to fly one of the planes for the Super Bowl flyover? Eric Biggio tweeting it over from Caesars. By the way, apparently a new Caesars app is coming. Did I hear that correctly?
I don't know. You sent me the tweet. I haven't gotten an email about it.
You sent me the tweet. Here's what actually happened. Mark Meltzer tweeted it out that Caesars Nevada is going to change soon. Read into soon.
I read that message, though, that he got. I never got an email like that.
Meltzer, like Seltzer, is in tapped in, dude. We don't get the emails he gets.
MGM sent me an email.
Here's what happened. I text Kelly this tweet from Meltzer like Seltzer that's changing, and your immediate response was like, I'm holding my breath. Kelly was like all skeptical. Yeah, sure.
With all due respect, hold my breath here.
but the new BetMGM Nevada is quite splendid.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, you texted me I would say the only issue I feel like I've had with it, but I mean, it's really hard to complain about that.
I was complaining about facial recognition.
Yeah.
So we've come that far.
Yeah, because
that's what we're complaining
about. It is hit or miss whether it works or it just brings you to the login spot where you got to type in your password.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to like faces all the time.
The only part that's a little annoying about that is just MGM requires you to have a little bit lengthier, trickier password than some of the other apps in town, so you know, if you're trying to go fast with a live bet, that's a pain sometimes.
EPAC 48, ask Jason to ask the postmaster why the waiting list to transfer into Las Vegas post office is easily 5 years or longer. I'll make sure Mrs. Kwong never gives you trouble again. Man. Super Bowl 50. We did it at the same time.
He's just something.
He is something.
I can just say, I like the how adamant he is about knowing the military stuff. Like, I can just see Jason like hopping in the car and driving to some local military base.
Yeah,
it's a scuttlebutt around here about them planes. You know,
he was right about it last year, though.
That's awesome.
He was completely right about it.
I don't know how I missed that last year. Well, I don't remember this last year.
We're looking at NBA stats. We were talking about it. I'm like, oh, there's Kelly looking at NBA stats. Well, we actually win a bet over here.
Oh, man.
It is interesting, though, how these novelty props get so much interest this time of year. And again, 2 weeks to talk about the game itself. We went a deep dive into the game yesterday talking about it. And I will get back to that point I made earlier with Drew, which I made yesterday, which is it is a fascinating handicap because you do have this thing where it's like, but a month ago, San Francisco would have been favored by what, 5 or 6 points on a neutral? Here we are. It's 1.5. Yet, when you do the whole check each column thing, Kansas City wins in virtually everything, with the exception of this massive check mark of the Niners offense. So that's where we land. Now, I have made 3 MVP plays. I made them before the championship games. We talked about this yesterday as well. Before the championship games, I bet 3 Niners. Christian McCaffrey, 6-1. Debo Samuel, 40-1. George Kittle at 80-1 to win Super Bowl MVP. The only exacta I have left is the Niners over the Chiefs at 11-1. I can choose to run with that. I can bet the other side and lock in a profit, whatever. But that Super Bowl exacta for me is to erase all the other exactas in ego as we crush on tennis on a daily basis. But those are the Super Bowl bets that I have going. You can bet Super Bowl MVP by position as well. Now, we talked about this yesterday on the show, that by position in the previous 57 Super Bowls, 32 have been won by the quarterback. 32 of 57. That is why quarterback position to win the MVP is at minus 265, Kelly. Running back, which was a position that used to win MVP here or there, but just doesn't anymore because running back is not as important as it once was in the game of football, is at plus 380. These are at DraftKings.
Man, these two backs feel way more alive, though, with McCaffrey.
Well, McCaffrey, the reason why I bet him at 6-1. By the way, here's the thing, though. You can get McCaffrey at a better price than this, but you're right, Pacheco both. So plus 380, if you buy into the Pacheco narrative.
Yeah.
Because you got to buy into
McCaffrey. You got to buy into that, but I do. You know, like we talked about this bit yesterday. I guess we didn't bring up Pacheco where it was, this is just not the, I don't think this is the year that you can just write in that if the Chiefs win the game, Patrick Mahomes is winning the MVP award. Yes, he's obviously the most likely, but I think there's a Kelce factor, and I think that there is a game script here where both these teams look to run the ball heavily because that is the weakness of the other of the defenses.
Historically, 32 of the previous 57 won by a quarterback. 8 have been won by a wide receiver. 7 have been won by a running back. 4 linebackers, 2 defensive ends, 2 safeties, 1 corner, 1 defensive tackle, and of course, 1 kick/punt returner, Desmond Howard, baby, who won that for the Green Bay Packers. The last running back to win Super Bowl MVP was, any guesses, Kelly?
No idea. Can't even imagine betting wide receiver here.
Terrell Davis, Denver Broncos, 1998.
I mean, that is wild. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Almost a quarter of a century ago.
Like, wide receiver at 8-1, I don't think you can bet that because, like, what are we really talking about? We're really talking about Debo. For one of those other guys to win it, I don't know. Tight end at 9-1. Okay, I think the tight ends are possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. Wide receiver is the throw out there.
Yeah, I'd throw that out.
And I just can't get behind defense. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, once you get past tight end, I mean, the rest of these kind of throw out, because I think if you're betting one of these, you're zeroed in on one guy probably anyways, right?
What would an offensive lineman is 250-1. What would an offensive lineman have to do to win Super Bowl MVP?
Thinking about that as I was typing this up, eligible receiver stuff, right? Like 2 touchdowns.
He'd have to catch one, and he'd probably have to land on one. And so,
yeah, something like that. And it'd be an extremely low-scoring game. No, but then a defender probably win it. I don't know.
Or make some shoestring tackle to prevent the winning touchdown.
I was wondering what a punter would have to do, or a long snapper.
Oh, the punter would have to have, like, 5 kicks inside the 5-yard line.
I mean, they still be this, like, defense. We'll just give it to a defender.
Kicker? Have to be like a 15 to 12.
See, that one I think I could even, like you could make a case for that. It's like 7 field goals and that's it.
Yeah, well, doesn't really happen either.
No.
I'm hoping one of my 3 get in. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.